Welcome to Last Week in Future Food, an AI-generated podcast presented by SuperLab Film Company. We bring you the latest updates in the tech, business, and advertising of future food and sustainable materials. In this episode, we'll explore the most exciting developments from the past week. Today, we'll dive into Dutch pioneer Mosa Meat's regulatory filing in the UK, an unprecedented coalition of over 40 meat-free brands uniting for category growth, Turtletree's FDA green light for precision fermented lactoferrin, and Oddburger's national retail expansion with 7-Eleven Canada. Dutch cultivated meat pioneer Mosa Meat has taken a significant step forward by filing for regulatory approval in the UK for its cultivated beef fat ingredient. This milestone comes 12 years after the company made headlines by unveiling the world's first lab-grown beef burger at a London press conference. The application has been submitted to the Food Standards Agency, just 2 months after Mosa Meat joined the FSA's Cultivated Meat Sandbox program. This innovative regulatory scheme hosts 8 companies and aims to accelerate the commercialization of cultivated meat products. The FSA has stated its goal of approving at least 2 products during the 2-year program, which means Mosa Meat's cultivated beef fat could potentially reach UK consumers by 2027. Mosa Meat is strategically focusing on beef fat as its first commercial ingredient. Fat is crucial for delivering flavor and creating the textural attributes consumers expect from conventional meat. Their approach involves blending the cultivated fat with plant-based ingredients to create hybrid products like burgers, meatballs, and fillings for dishes such as cottage pie. This hybrid strategy serves 2 important purposes. It not only enhances the sensory experience of their own products, but could also elevate existing plant-based options that often struggle to replicate the full meat experience. Just as importantly, it addresses the cost challenge that has plagued the cultivated meat industry by making the final product more economically viable. The UK filing represents part of a broader regulatory push for Mosa Meat, which has also submitted applications to food safety authorities in the European Union, Switzerland, and Singapore, positioning the company for potential multi-market entry in the coming years. In a move described as unprecedented, more than 40 of the UK's leading meat-free brands have joined forces to launch a groundbreaking campaign aimed at driving growth across the entire category. The initiative, aptly named Meat-Free Made Easy, represents the first time the plant-based sector has united at this scale to collectively expand market penetration. Set to launch in Q2 2025, the campaign will first roll out as a large-scale test-and-learn activation across Instagram, press, and influencer channels, before expanding to a more comprehensive launch in Q4 that will include in-store activations, promotions, and broader cultural initiatives aimed at normalizing meat-free eating. The coalition's formation comes at a pivotal time, with recent research revealing that 51% of UK adults intend to either reduce their meat consumption or increase their plant-based food intake. However, the research also identified key barriers to adoption. Many consumers choose animal products out of habit, lack awareness of plant-based health benefits, and simply don't know how to prepare meat-free meals. To address these challenges, the campaign will target 3 specific consumer segments with high growth potential: meat and dairy reducers, primarily older consumers focused on weight loss; plant-based increasers, younger fitness enthusiasts seeking high protein and fiber; and balanced lifestyle seekers, midlife consumers aiming for health and dietary variety. The impressive coalition includes household names like Linda McCartney Foods, Quorn, and Beyond Meat, alongside innovative startups such as This, La Vie, and Meatless Farm. Behavioral scientist Richard Schotten, commenting on the initiative, noted, "Behavior change isn't just about awareness, it's about ease. Remove the friction, and you unlock mass behavior." In significant news for the alternative protein industry, biotech startup Turtletree has received a no-questions letter from the FDA for its precision-fermented lactoferrin product known as LF+. This acknowledgement of safety opens exciting new possibilities for incorporating this animal-free milk protein into a wide range of functional foods, beverages, and supplements. Lactoferrin is a complex, iron-binding glycoprotein traditionally sourced from bovine milk that delivers powerful benefits for fitness nutrition, women's health, immunity, and gut health. Until now, its applications have been severely limited by both scarcity and cost. Producing just 1 kilogram of purified bovine lactoferrin requires an astonishing 1,000 liters of milk, resulting in prices between $700 and $800 per kilogram and earning it the nickname Pink Gold for its rosy, iron-rich hue. TurtleTree CEO Fenggru Lin exclusively shared that while their precision-fermented version is currently slightly more expensive than conventional lactoferrin, the company projects they can have production costs within 3-4 years. By 2029, TurtleTree expects its animal-free lactoferrin to be significantly less expensive than its bovine counterpart, democratizing access to this valuable ingredient. The company is pursuing a dual-track commercialization strategy, continuing B2B conversations with food industry players while also launching their own direct-to-consumer supplement brand called Intentional Everyday. Their first product, IronKind, will promote iron absorption and energy levels, with additional supplements targeting different health benefits planned for the future. This FDA milestone also strengthens TurtleTree's position in other global markets like Singapore and Europe, where regulatory bodies often look to the FDA for guidance on novel ingredient safety. Plant-based fast food chain. Odd Burger has secured a significant retail breakthrough, announcing an exclusive national listing with 7-Eleven Canada for its retail product line. The partnership will bring 4 of Odd Burger's plant-based products to over 500 7-Eleven locations across Canada by mid-June, marking a major step in making vegan alternatives more accessible to mainstream consumers. The listing includes Odd Burger's crispy chicken filet, chickpea burger, smash burger, and breakfast sausage. As part of the agreement, 7-Eleven will have exclusive distribution rights in the convenience store category for 6 months. James McInnes, CEO and co-founder of Odd Burger, described the deal as a game-changing moment for the company, highlighting the potential to grow their brand while creating truly accessible plant-based food options available to the masses. The sentiment was echoed by Jeff Monachello, Senior Director of Merchandising at 7-Eleven Canada, who stated that the convenience store giant is committed to increasing its vegetarian options and being a leader in sustainability. This partnership is expected to substantially increase production output at Preposterous Foods, Odd Burger's wholly owned manufacturing subsidiary, allowing the company to diversify its revenue sources beyond its restaurant operations. It's worth noting that Mark Goodman, VP and GM of 7-Eleven Canada, also sits on Odd Burger's board of directors. The collaboration represents a growing trend of alternative protein companies finding mainstream retail channels to complement their food service operations, potentially accelerating consumer adoption by making plant-based options available in convenient, familiar settings. Thank you for tuning into Last Week in Future Food, brought to you by Superlab Film Company. Superlab specializes in creating films for brands that are reshaping the future of food and materials. For more information, visit superlabfilm.com. If you like this podcast, help us spread the word by rating it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Check the episode description for additional details and links to the topics discussed. Until next week, keep building a better future.